discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Serenity is our guest tonight.
Hello.
We recognize Serenity from her many, 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 many adult film roles. How many movies have you made?
I don't know. I stopped counting after 50, but that sounds like I did a lot, but probably under 100.
Hey, you still. Know, today, if you're like on a contract girl, you're not doing 70 movies a year or 100 movies a year, right?
Right, that's correct.
I mean, like, if you were an adult film actress, let's say from 1980 to 1990, you may have done 1,500 films or something, right? I mean, you could do an incredible number back then, but now you're doing 100 in that same time period, right?
Well, even the independents still do a lot. The whole idea is they don't make a monthly salary. So they're only making money by the movie, so thus it's in their best interest to make one or two movies or three movies every day.
Every day?
If they can, they will. Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely. Whereas a contract girl, one of her biggest responsibilities is to do promotion, to travel to conventions, to travel to distributors to make that product sell more. So it's in the movie company's best interest to do less movies. For instance, for Wicked Pictures, I do about 6 movies a year if I can fit them in.
I've stuck on the fit them in part.
Do they in her schedule?
Schedule wise, I see.
Do they
want you to do more or less, or would they rather have you on the road? What would you rather do?
Well, I like doing both. Doing the promotion, obviously, is very exciting because you get to travel and meet interesting people.
Interesting people, meet guys with cut-off sweatpants and an erection, swilling a Gatorade that they'd freshened up with a little outrigger rum, and they've been in line
sometimes.
For 19 hours, wearing a fishing hat that was fashioned out of beer cans.
I have met all kinds of people on the road. I mean, and there's a lot of people I can't mention necessarily,
horrible,
you know, and
they're people.
And they're no some really very interesting, very famous or political or sports or, you know, people, you know, you get sat next to them on planes or in a restaurant or sometimes they come in.
All right, but they're not showing
autograph.
Up. Really?
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah, hey, everybody likes it.
Serenity was on the Man Show a couple of times, which is on tonight, by the way, as you know.
Which episode?
Central. Very big episode this week. I'm teaching karate to the kids. It's a huge episode. Anderson, put that Man Show on over there. It's a big, big episode. Serenity is also here to act as a spokesperson for PETA's Pleather Yourself.
The Pleather Yourself
which
campaign.
Which is, I'm guessing, don't use leather, use...
Pleather.
Pleather.
It's
pleather
sucks, obvious.
Doesn't
it? No, it doesn't. It's great.
For
it's
what?
For we
nothing.
Mean for what? I use it, I use it for shoes, pants, jackets.
Guys can't wear pleather
yes,
shoes.
You can.
Are you kidding?
No.
How gay is a guy in a pleather shoe and a pleather jacket?
It is much better than leather. It'll actually last longer. You don't have a lot of chemicals that are attached to it.
Leather. What's pleather made out of?
Pleather is actually a synthetic plastic.
A chemical.
It is. Obviously, it's a plastic. But when they prepare leather, they use cyanide, all kinds of these awful chemicals to make it so it doesn't deteriorate.
It's still better for you than the pleather.
No,
but don't work the pleather. Don't work the better for you angle. Because
the one that brought that up.
Listen, if a pleather belt caught on fire, you die breathing in whatever came off of
it. Oh, please.
Obviously.
Please.
But it's for the cows, right?
Yes, absolutely. The pigs, goats.
Here's what I can't figure out. Mm-hmm. If we're eating the ones we use for the hide, then isn't it okay to use the hide?
Well, no, because that's not the way it works, actually.
How does it work?
Actually, the leather industry is what supports the slaughterhouses as opposed to their meat sales. So the more you buy leather, the more they're going to slaughter the cows anyways, and the meat is just a by. It's just a, you know,
well,
extra.
Well, so let me ask. I've always been a little curious about this. So if you're a rancher,
mm-hmm.
you own a slaughterhouse,
right?
You make more money off the leather, off the hide, mm-hmm. than you do off of the
off
steaks.
The meat.
Yep. My understanding is that most ranches in this country are owned by McDonald's.
I don't know.
That's
either
what I understand is that most of the stuff is owned by fast food companies.
Makes sense that, you know, all the fast food companies are probably the largest consumers of beef.
Exactly.
But it doesn't make sense that McDonald's would stop slaughtering cows if they couldn't get the leather.
It wouldn't be so much that. The problem is that they're making so much money off the leather. And the biggest problem, and what concerns me the most, actually, is how these animals are treated before they're killed.
No respect.
It's less than respect. I mean, it's just horrible.
Tom Arnold talking about work on the slaughterhouse floor?
Yeah. Tom had sex with all the animals before they went to the slaughter. Is that what he said?
No.
Oh, that was during the commercial. They told us not to say anything. That's right.
Oh, God.
No, I know.
Your mind.
it's abysmal. I'm not happy about that, but you know what?
But you can do something about it, and one of the things you can do is start buying pleather instead of leather. And it's a lot cheaper. It's going to stand up. Yes.
What? Like, you want, like, a pleather car seat?
Absolutely.
I don't know, because everyone's ass is going to get cancer from this pleather.
It's
and
not
going to sue
the pleather industry. But, you know, people that live around the tanneries are actually coming down with lots of cases of cancer.
Well, show me something made of pleather that you're ironically not wearing.
Shoes?
Oh, that's pleather?
That's good. Pleather.
That looks all right.
See?
I'm picturing like a vinyl.
No, see, you're thinking of the...
Pull that off. Let's have a look-see.
Okay. You're thinking of the old-fashioned, you know, before they actually had the technology to really turn it into something worthwhile. And in my jacket,
although this isn't necessarily pleather,
this is a fake suede material.
Right.
You know, and you can tell from the fur it's meant to look really fake, but the actual suede part is very nice and subtle. Nice.
Yeah, these are nice.
Yeah.
All right. Everyone get that pleather. But I'll tell you what's not going to work in pleather.
What?
Baseball mitts.
They make baseballs in pleather.
Yeah, I know, but they're always crappy. The baseball mitt and, like, the batting glove and the golf glove, that kind of stuff's no good in pleather.
Says who?
Says Mr. Cow.
But, you know, you can go to cowsarecool.com and get a whole listing of all different stores and designers that actually make really cool clothing in pleather.
All right. All right.
And you can also see my picture there, too.
Fantastic. Chicks love cows and horses. Chicks love horses. I mean, when did you, like, you wanted to be a veterinarian when you were eight, right?
Actually, I just wanted to save the animals when I was young. I used to, like, save all, like, the little worms that, you know, would come out from the rain. And
what percentage of veterinarians are female in society?
Good question. I don't know that.
But it's not over 50%.
How do you know?
I don't know.
I just know it's not.
It's not way over.
No. I'd say it's under 50%.
Probably.
If you were gambling, you'd say it'd be under 50%.
Yeah, if you're gambling,
You just don't see them. You watch those nature channels. You see a chick pop up once in a while, but it's usually guy veterinarians. But no 8-year-old guy announces he's going to be a veterinarian. I think he announces he's going to be a brain surgeon and then smokes too much weed in college and ends up being a veterinarian. What happened to every chick who announced she was going to be a veterinarian at age 8? See, you chicks, you got no follow through. That's your problem.
You chicks.
That's the problem. No follow through.
Hey, I'm trying to save the animals.
Speaking of chicks, I spent an hour easy with Adam's girlfriend and Jimmy's wife on Saturday night just accumulating stories about you guys. I had so much ass on YouTube. I just start writing notes.
Yeah.
I even showed Adam the note card that I had because it was just out of control.
How much you want for that?
No, I'm going to talk about it.
Anything good? What do you got?
Oh, I shared something with you last night.
Oh, well, a little. So I break wind in bed once in a blue moon. Jesus.
So bad one time. His girlfriend, laughing hysterically, said she had this nightmare that she was crossing the street and somebody was honking the horn at her when she came to in a panic, realized it was Adam passing gas.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. That's the ultimate compliment when you can be woven into someone's dream.
And then when she complained about it, told him, oh, just awfully, went, oh, honey, you're trying to flatter me. You're just trying to make me happy.
No, I have a girlfriend. We're very much in love.
Oh, my God.
All right. You ready to move forward?
Let's go. I got lots more where that came from.
Well, Serenity, you'll have to be my new girlfriend now.
Uh-oh.
Corey?
Yes.
Hold on. What's going on the man show there?
Oh, fuck.
No, please.
Commercial.
No, commercial? All right. Corey?
I'm throwing a football, Adam.
No, that's not me. Corey, you're 18. What's up?
Yeah, I have a question about my relationships that I've had in the past as well as recently. It seems like when the relationship starts, everything is going well and smooth and stuff. And then it seems like out of nowhere, just when I think things are going really well, the girl decides to tell me she doesn't want to see me anymore. So, not altogether, just in a relationship.
How many times has this happened?
About three or four.
Three or four times.
And
how long
when I ask them why, they say stuff like, I don't think I'm right for you because it seems like you're too good for me. Someone better.
I always love that one. You're too good for me.
No, you deserve someone better.
I really don't understand. They say, like, you're too sweet and everything, and I'm like, how can you be too sweet? I mean, am I supposed to start acting like a jerk or something? It's like...
No. Anything we should know about the kind of women you are attracted to?
I'm sorry?
Anything we should know about the women you're attracted to?
Well, it's been a variety. It's not like they're all the same or anything.
Okay, listen, here's what's up. Too sweet means... a puss.
It's a code.
Yeah, it means too soft.
No,
yeah, it does.
No,
sure.
It's pansy.
It's the way you let somebody down softly. It has nothing to do with what is actually happening.
They're lying flat out. No relation to reality. We're saying is the guys that tend to hear that, though, are guys
needy.
Needy guys who are not present. They're not... You know, any guy that would say, why? Already that's like, hey, blah, blah, blah.
No, but you know the guys that are real clingy and real needy and just kind of give you the heebie-jeebies.
Not for very long.
And you wish you could like them, except for they're like too needy and clingy and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you go, you know what, you're so nice. You're too nice for me. There's someone who'll like you. I'm not even, you know, these are the people you almost apologetically break up with. But what you're really saying is you're so needy, you're making me sick.
I don't know. I just think it's a soft way of just
getting rid of somebody.
Yeah. Right, but listen, if you got a guy that you just want to blow off,
right?
You usually say that it's about me. Like right now,
boyfriends come back
in
my life.
Place where
I can have a relationship.
Yeah, but how old was he again?
He's 18.
Yeah. See, I think you're thinking way too mature for that.
No, but listen to the guy. You can tell he's needy.
Part of our reaction is to him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take your word for that.
All right, Corey.
Yeah.
Don't mistake being needy and insecure with being nice. Do you know what I'm saying?
For instance,
but the strange thing is, like, for instance, the one that was most recent, a few days ago, she came back to me and said she's been trying to change for the better and all this stuff, and she was saying that basically she wanted me back. And she said she guaranteed that it wouldn't happen again, and that she thought about it and realized that it was more than she thought it was. And that's the strange thing, because it's like it didn't make any sense about what she said the first time.
Yeah, well...
she tried to fix it with the same thing.
A lot of people can't deal with the parting part of breaking up. And, like, a lot of these needy guys are really good codependents. And we'll attract that
right.
kind of person.
Well,
that
she's back then, right? Is that what's going on?
I wouldn't take her back.
No.
Well, why not?
Just go through the same thing.
Yeah, because she's just...
she's desperate.
Yeah,
let
but...
do it.
I don't know about
he'll
that.
Learn mistakes. That's right. Hey, Sammy?
Sammy.
Oh, caller goes by the name Sammy. 16. All right. Jeff.
Jeff,
you're 37. What's up?
Hey, probably 80. I think the last time was 86. I broke my nose twice, both within, actually broke it the first time in high school wrestling, 82, sorry. The second time was about 2 days after I was getting the bandages off. Somebody pulled out in front of me and slammed it in the steering wheel again. I seem to remember smelling or being able to smell after that. And I can smell some stuff now, but I was wondering, because of using chemicals in the Navy, would it deteriorate that ability? And
what,
is there any way to fix it?
What chemicals?
Some of the stuff was like naphtha. I painted aircraft all the time, and sometimes when you're working in a hangar bay, there's not a whole lot of ventilation.
No. Were you spraying them?
Oh, yeah.
You're spraying aircraft and wearing a respirator?
Wearing a respirator, but sometimes when commanding officers want an airplane done, they want it done, and sometimes you don't have a whole lot of time to do a whole lot of safe stuff, which is really stupid on my part, but
Right.
Unfortunately, it pays off in the long run sometimes because you get goodies.
Mostly we worry about actually brain damage from the inhaled hydrocarbons.
I've not had
anybody get any smell problems.
And really?
You have plenty of reasons to have difficulty with olfactory function after having two traumatic nasal fractures. So
okay.
I would look more to the mechanical aspects of what's going on. And you may have occlusion. I mean, there may still be some leftover stuff that can be repaired.
Hey, what color schemes were you painting on those planes?
If you ever go online to VAQ.
No one's going to do that. Just tell me.
Let's see. VAQ 136 is
He's telling you. He's telling you what it is.
All right.
Go.
VAQ. Okay. Go.
And the other one's a dragon.
A dragon.
Dragon.
Yeah.
All right. On fighter, what kind of planes?
EA-6B. They're electronic warfare aircraft.
What?
They're the first airplanes that go in.
Oh, you mean like...
Before bombers go in, they block.
Are they like AWAC? Oh, I know what they are.
You know what
drones? Like drones?
No. They're piloted.
They're piloted and they have a back seat. They're the
right.
same thing
they're
as two, an EA-6 with a back seat.
Two-seaters.
Right.
Yeah.
EA-6.
Four people. Four
right.
new radio operators, a RIO and a bomber.
Whatever.
Thanks there, Jeff. Doing God's work. I like when the guys get the chalk and write suppository for Bin Laden and stuff on a 2,000-pound bomb. And then I like when some idiot gets hold of this, the news gets hold of it, and it's like... And by the way, this is why the military does not want the news hanging around all the time, because some sailor takes a piece of chalk and writes up your ass, Bin Laden, on a 2,000-pound bomb, and now we've offended the Arab community, and we're going to have to put an end to this, and now we got to discipline this guy. Would you really want people poking around when you're trying to kill people? Do you know what I mean?
Why do we want to see that? What is it about... Help me.
What do you mean?
I think it's great, though.
What do you mean, why do we want to see it? We want to see it.
I know, but why do we have to see it? Why is it our right to see it? Why is it a violation of free speech?
I don't think it's our right to see it.
All right, please. Anything that endangers anyone out there, not our right.
No, but this doesn't endanger anybody. This just gets people disciplined who are out killing people for a living. You know, we're trying to kill people for a living, and we got these left-wing pansies asking us why we wrote mean things on the 2,000-pound daisy cutter in chalk before we dropped it on them. This is the upsetting part of war to them. and then we answer to them.
Right.
Sorry. And then we pretend like it never happens. This guy was a rogue guy. He'll be disciplined. This won't happen. The answer would be, hey, pansy, off the ship.
Yeah.
Or start peeling potatoes, you wuss. This is why we don't need the news agencies over there. All right. What's going on with the man show over there? What's going on?
It sucks, Vanderson said, huh?
What's going on?
Nothing. Oh, here you go.
You're standing at a bar about to drink a beer. It's riveting.
It's riveting.
Hey, Anderson, shut up, would you? Just shut up.
We've all been in here laughing
just
our asses.
Shut up.
You've seen us laughing.
Anderson, come on. Adam.
I'm just tired of Anderson.
Of course he has to take a shot at you. Of course.
All right, you got fat guys playing tubas.
Just tired. Is it going to a commercial or not?
I don't know.
All right, just give them. Jeez, I don't know who's worse. Is there a fourth person in that room that I could talk to?
Lauren, there she comes.
Ooh. Lauren, what's going on the TV right now?
Yeah, it's really funny.
What's going on?
Oh my God. There's a fat guy talking.
Is it going to a commercial or
no,
not?
It's the Germans. It's the German bit. I don't know.
The Oompa band.
Number one, stretch out. This is great radio.
Is it going to a commercial or not?
No, not going to a commercial.
No.
All right.
Do you want to stop here?
I think we should, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you can watch it.
No, I got to wait till we go to commercial. I got to wait till the man show goes.
Really? I thought you liked to watch it. No?
Oh, wait a minute. You're right. Yeah. Then, I'm going to go walk in there and it's going to be the commercial.
All right, let's talk.
Didn't we try this last time where they said, no, we're not a commercial? Mm-hmm. I got out and I walked in and the commercial just started?
Right.
What name is that?
Naram? Naram?
Naram,
okay.
You're 12?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, every time, I get like a boner at anonymous times, like any time if I'm in school.
Right, you got to keep them guessing.
Yeah, and then once they do, if I'm at home or near a bathroom, I would masturbate and like come out, and then it's still there for then, like,
For how long?
Huh?
For how long?
Like 10 minutes.
Well, I don't know. These are things that should be celebrated. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Don't, you're
this,
fine.
This will not last very long.
Don't wear sweats.
Wear jeans.
If something's coming out of you at age 12?
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens.
All right. All right. Good times there. Yeah. All right, let's take a break.
All right.
Serenity's here. She's saying don't eat cows and wear stuff out of pleather, and we'll be back. Loveline, everybody. Serenity is our guest tonight. She's in studio. She's here's the spokesperson for Pleather Yourself, which is a organization from PETA. And she's, yeah, cowsarecool.com is where you can go to learn more about pleather. And she also has herself her own line of adult novelty items. Is that what you'd call them?
Well, it's actually my company, Las Vegas Novelties.
And why would you call it novelties? To me, that's a hand buzzer or a squirting carnation.
That's
kind
of, or that's the that, that's, fart in a can that we were talking about last night.
Right.
Well, it can be fart anything. That's why it's a novelty. there are adult toys and novelties. It's just one of the words that we use to label these types of...
Yeah, it's better than stuff you shove up your ass company.
Yeah, yeah.
Is and those are your feet?
Yeah, these are an exact replica of my feet from Las Vegas Novelties.
They're pretty good sized dogs you got there.
Hey, they're average.
Are
just
they?
Average feet?
Oh
yes.
Oh, that's spooky. Like
decent sized dogs. And they did a casting of your feet, and then you were manufactured them out of latex. I guess this
it's,
is.
No, actually, what is it? It's not. It's not latex.
All
I
right.
can't tell you exactly what it is.
But it's not latex.
It's not latex, no.
Does it have latex in
no.
it? Or so? Well,
no.
What the hell is
All
that?
All of
then?
Our plastics are latex-free, actually.
Oh, because some people are
Some people
allergic
are allergic to
them?
Latex, yeah. It's pretty horrible.
How much do the feet go for?
At your stores?
Yeah, let's say over at the Walmart.
You know, it's so hard for me. I only know, like, distributor prices. I guess they would go for, like, $60.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not bad.
You know?
And it's
but
your
I mean, it's
actual
a big
feet.
Item. It's my actual feet.
And there's a lot of nut jobs with foot fetishes
yes,
out there.
Yes, and they've never had a toy before.
Well, what is it with guys that are into that, you think?
Oh, they're so wrong.
Well, you know,
guys.
I've never tried to analyze them. All I know is that
they're into
the
it.
Ones that are into it are just into it.
Yeah.
Period. End of story. They don't care if they're dirty or clean.
their toy should be a straitjacket.
Oh, stop.
Oh, those
there's
guys
nothing,
need to be rounded
there's
up. There's
nothing
just
wrong
off
with
a
it.
Cliff into the
no,
ocean.
No, there's nothing
yes,
wrong
yes,
with it.
Yes, they're horrible, scary
people.
They give people.
Wonderful foot massages.
Well, it's weird. If you ever do meet a guy who does give you a foot massage, you got to figure if it goes on longer than like 4 minutes and he's not trying to slide upstairs and get something, there's a weird fetish going on there, right? How many guys are going to hang out on the feet for more than 8 or 10 minutes? All right. Yeah, there's something wrong with them. But Serenity has strap-ons.
Oh, you got to check this out. Pulsator. Push back on it. It's touch activated.
Wait, the battery's not in it.
Yes, it is.
I'm looking at a battery right
there. Yeah, it's
there.
An extra one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, so, wait, what do I do with this?
Well, normally you would put it on yourself.
Ooh.
Yes, and it's touch activated.
Oh, I put it on my penis?
Uh-huh. And then when you enter, when it hits the other body, it would start to vibrate.
Oh,
and that's the pulsator.
So you can be inside a woman and get some clitoral stimulation at
Absolutely,
the same time.
Absolutely, yeah. That way it keeps you erect.
And what if I slip this on before I effed your fake feet over there? Would it do anything for the feet at all? Would it tickle them? Would the toes
for
start
the
moving?
Fake feet? I don't
no, you don't think so.
I don't think so.
All right. Well, this is a nice item.
It's a wonderful item.
Put a little duct tape around my penis
flying.
So it didn't slide off.
A grommet, too.
Got the nice fake
me,
vagina
yeah.
Thing over here. Oh, this is
actually
you?
Yeah, this is actually made out of our new sensual feel, the Ultima series. It's
yeah, sure.
completely indestructible.
They just pulled a fake vagina. Well, there's a receptacle. Don't you got a, shouldn't you have a drain at the bottom of that thing?
Well, you can cut it. You can cut it if you want to.
Yeah, I'd say
you
so.
You know, but
yeah.
The thing is that, you know, if a guy, you want it to be able to stretch with how long he is.
I don't
cut it.
Kind of.
Well, you know.
Yeah. Is that your actual vagina then?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Nice. Drew, you want to talk
to him? And it's a nice, nubby sleeve.
It actually feels... starting to feel a little too good, really. I mean, better, if that's possible. Drew, don't feel that. Wouldn't you want to just bite that?
All right. And then we actually make toys out of that material for women, too.
I like to take this so I can keep changing, you know, meter changing it in my car.
It works. Friend. You can actually keep pens in it, too. It makes a good pen holder.
All right.
We also have a strap-on kit.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. It's not made out of leather. It's made out of pleather.
Oh, my God.
Right. Oh, this vibrates?
Yes. Yes, that's our jelly series. They come in wonderful colors.
A nice penis here with a vibrator and the and then the strap on.
Non-toxic, food-grade material. And the strap-ons, actually, I made them so that the woman is totally able to receive as well as give, and it will fit just about everyone. Because most of the strap-ons that are out there, they just don't fit.
They're not for the big gals?
No.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Not at all.
It's important
it's
that the plus-size gals get a chance to nail hubby in the rear end of the strap-on.
Everybody needs to have fun.
Yeah.
But you can find a complete line or where to buy it at LasVegasNovelties.com.
All right. This is I'll tell you.
It's lots of fun.
I'll tell you, it has come further than dentistry in the last 20 years. Drew, stop me if I'm wrong. The dildo and butt plug business has made amazing advancements in the last 10 to 15 years compared to dentistry.
Oh, yeah.
All right, one more thing I'll bring up at the dentist.
He'll be impressed.
Mark?
Hey.
You're 15.
Mm-hmm. I was just wondering, how often would someone have to smoke pot for it to be harmful to them?
At your age, there is some studies that have suggested even once a month. Now, I'm not sure I totally believe that, but certainly once a week could. Mm-hmm. And if you're preoccupied about it and thinking about it and or pursuing it every day, then that's addiction. And it's going to be very difficult for you to stop. Addiction with marijuana is sort of a switch that gets thrown very quickly. And once you're sort of in that loop, it's extremely hard to stop and basically should be treated.
How much are you doing it?
I just tried it once on Friday.
No, that's all right. No. That's all right. Just lay off for a little while.
All right.
Yeah. Just don't get going with it.
You know, I was thinking about eating today because I've been on like an eating jag for the last 2 weeks, and I thought it got so. I thought I'm just gonna stop eating. I didn't eat all day.
Yeah,
didn't want to eat all day, but if I put one thing in my mouth, pow, off again, off to the races again.
Game on.
And that's the way addiction works. It really is. You gotta be abstinent, or once you're triggering those reward mechanisms, it's just game on.
All right, let's talk to Reed. Reed.
Yeah.
You're 15.
Yeah, hey, well, first off, I just want to say, Adam and Drew, I'm a big fan.
Thanks.
Yeah, and, my question
is... Let me just say, Reed, you're not alone being 14, 15, and being Adam's fan. We went to Pat O'Brien's Christmas party last night, and Adam and Jimmy did not talk to the adults. they talked to his teenage son and their friends.
Always the time for the kids.
And they talked about farting. For about 3 hours.
Yeah.
And sent Pat O'Brien's son and his buddies around with a fart machine to blast it off in Pat's older friend's face.
You know, it was funny. Like, after about 3 hours of fart talk with the 14-year-olds, they were like, okay, enough already. Jimmy's like, I'm not done.
He wanted to talk about
throughout
fart.
His life, a man beloved by the children.
He wanted to talk about fart in a can.
All right, Reed, go ahead.
All right, well, mainly I'm calling just because... at school, me and my friends were kind of being followed around by this, retarded guy, like, literally retarded. He kind of hits on one of our friends. We've talked to the counselor about it, and they said they'd do something, but he still kind of follows us around.
Because of this one girl he's attracted to?
Yeah, he, like, originally saw her when she was buying pizza from the student store or something.
And he doesn't really respond to the usual cues and things?
No, definitely not.
Any way you can just sort of befriend him and sort of get him, take care of him? Maybe.
We try to just be friendly, you know, and see if he'll just respond and be friendly. But he just like acts out like cartoons and stuff. Like, I don't know about cartoons, but just he's kind of in his own world sometimes, but sometimes just comes back.
All right. So what, you feel sorry for the guy?
Yeah, I kind of do, but...
Are you guys not direct with him? I mean, can you give him firm direction?
No, you can't. And, like, sometimes his counselors try to come get him, like, away from us, but they don't really
All right. I think if you've really tried everything, been reasonable, even tried to take care of him, befriend him, I think it is the responsibility of the people who are supposed to be taking care of him to help you out on this. I think you got to insist. Can your parents help you out with this by chance? Not that it's an awful thing, but I think the people that are in charge of this kid, it's his best interest that he not get hurt. I mean, you know, if you guys get frustrated, you could be sort of awful to him.
Hey, Reed, I have a more important question.
Yeah.
Have they figured out how to get the pizza to be in the pizza slice shape yet at school, or is it still got to be shaped like a football goddamn field? You know,
they come in squares,
They come in those long squares, oblong. Yeah.
No, we get a takeout. They get us a bunch of Domino's.
Oh, you son of a bitch, Drew. I'm just completely convinced we were born and lived through the wrong period.
Think about it. The school food, pathetic.
The pizza clothing. Wasn't even in pizza shape.
Yeah.
It wasn't even the shape of a pizza.
Cars, clothing, architecture.
Traumatized forever.
Everything
by that.
Sucked.
Everything sucked for a good 15 years.
Hell is it at school? You couldn't even get a goddamn burger.
It would have been better
than burgers were like green and boiled and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my God! All right, where the hell are we? You got some?
Get all stirred up.
You can't even make pizza. You can't make pizza in a pizza shape. I mean, listen, McDonald's puts out a decent burger for 39 cents. You guys can't do that. Sorry about the burger. You would have been better off eating pleather. Believe me, there was no beef in these burgers whatsoever.
Well, you know, Burger King's actually making veggie burgers now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Yeah, I like McDonald's getting a little crazy with their burritos and churros and stuff. Have you seen this?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
regional.
I gotta get them to refocus over there. Listen, I caught the McRib sandwich. Let's focus on the burgers here, folks. Enrique.
Hey, what's up, Manny?
Hey, you're 19.
Hey, what's up, Drew?
Sorry. It's my main man, Manny.
Enrique.
Yeah. I just want to know that. I don't know, man. All these, weird dreams. Not weird dreams, but late dreams with my ex-girlfriend.
How long did you break up?
Half a year.
6 months ago. What do the dreams involve?
Just, us going out.
All right. Do you want to go up and go out there again?
I mean, I do, but, you said that, I'm developing stalking things. I don't know. I called, a long time ago.
Was this in his dream, or he told you that, Drew told you this?
No, I called and I remember the question that was that her parents brainwashed her and stuff. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I do kind of remember this one.
And we kind of turned it back on you, if I recall right.
Yeah,
to look at yourself.
Like we always do.
Yeah, and you were getting real carried away with things and, and so.
All right, so wait a minute. How long have you been broken up? 2 months?
No,
6 months.
5 months, 6 months, yeah.
6 months. How long did you go out for?
A year and a half.
Okay, she not interested in you anymore?
Yeah, remember we...
Yeah, okay, let it go.
Yeah. It's natural enough you'd have dreams about her. Maybe forever you may have occasionally have dreams about her, but that's it.
No, not forever. You only dream about the last one. You rarely hop back.
A couple
three.
Seven,
yeah, think about that. You guys ever dream about anybody who was before the last one? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, your mind won't even let you go back that far. It's not even believable enough. You don't have those dreams, do you?
No.
Why don't you have those dreams?
You're looking at me. I have no idea.
You ever have those dreams?
I've never had dreams about any of the past ones.
Like if you were with Ron Jeremy and you were with Peter North before, you wouldn't dream about Peter North. You dream about Ron Jeremy, right?
I don't know.
You don't like Ron Jeremy?
No, I dream of the future.
Especially if Ron Jeremy's part of the
what
past.
What else is out there? I'm always looking forward.
How come you don't have it? Do you have dreams where you're 18 or 10 years old? Do you have dreams where you're a kid?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to get into that.
Occasionally.
But you don't have a dream you're in high school and you got a girlfriend from high school, do you? You do?
Occasionally, yeah.
Your girlfriend from high school?
It just sounds familiar to me. Maybe. I don't
know. All right.
Yeah. I don't dream about it. It's medical school and things were in fast motion. You know, things are really going very, very fast for me. Don't dream about any of that.
All right. Serenity is our guest tonight. She is here talking about leather and Vegas Novelty.
Las
Vegas Novelties, yes. Which is her company, which she puts out a high-grade adult product.
Absolutely. Our toys feel better, and isn't that the whole point?
Yeah, give your web address.
LasVegasNovelties.com.
Jesus.
And from there, you can find all the information about all our contract girls, our different products, and where to find them to buy online or around the country.
All right. We'll take a little break, and we'll be right back.
Hello? Is this Loveline?
Call 1-800-LOVE-191. Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back.
Hello, this is Ron Jeremy. And when I'm not hiding the bacon in some hot and sweaty porno set, I'm listening to Love Lines with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
There he is. Yes, everybody. Serenity is our guest tonight. She is a spokesperson for PETA. Oh, those PETA nuts. Everyone hates PETA.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. They do. There's like a fringe, screwed up element that likes PETA and then everyone else. And you know why? I'll tell you why. And it's the same with all these groups. It's the same with the abstinent groups. It's the same with all these groups. They start off with a notion, like a decent idea that the masses can get behind. Like they go, they treat these animals in a cruel and inhumane way. And people
go,
yeah. Yeah,
I don't like behind that.
And then later on, they start spazzing out because there's some cockroach that's in some industrial park, so they can't break ground on it. And then everyone goes, "Oh, I see, nut job next." And then you write them off. They get themselves written off. All these groups get themselves written off
because
they pull some extreme weird angle on something.
Remember
which
you
is
had,
probably what they want to do in the first place.
Remember when you were gonna you were doing commentary for CBS on a cockroach on a treadmill? Remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah. It was not a cockroach. It was
a beetle or something.
Dung beetle.
Yeah.
Or
well,
a Hercules beetle.
You know, the fact of the matter is they have to make a lot of noise in order for people to hear. And so sometimes things are done unconventionally.
That's where the rifle organization, too. The
gun NRA group, does
the NRA, that's their mistake,
well,
too.
I like them, too.
But I mean, it's a mistake.
I just don't like them for hunting.
You step away from reality, and it's like, hey, wait a minute. Because I would... The NRA's got a point of view. The PETA's got a point of view. The Right to Life groups have these are good, rational points of view that they take to these extremes.
They all have a good point, and then they get going. And then you go,
but
oh,
you know what?
I see you're nuts.
Well, I mean, sometimes they have to do things in order for
but, yeah, but why stand up
mistake,
and proclaim
though.
That you're insane in order
see,
to get
that,
attention?
That's what they say they have to do, but if they did less of that, they'd get more done. I really believe that.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Oh, absolutely.
I really don't
Look,
know
there's
about
a,
that.
No, people know who they are, but we know who Manson is, too.
Well, no, but that's not a very good point.
No,
though.
It's a great point. No. Everyone knows who PETA is. They now hate them.
Well, you know who PETA is because they've done things to get your attention.
Yes, we know who they are. We know we don't like them. See, that's the point.
You
that's
do
where
like
they screw
them.
Up.
They're
no,
good
I don't
people.
Like PETA. I don't
well,
and nobody
I, like
I know nobody I know likes PETA. And nobody in the mainstream likes PETA and nobody no commentators, no radio people, no TV people. Nobody
of
likes
people
PETA.
That like PETA.
A handful of screwed up actors.
Oh, come on. Alicia Silverstone. She's doing the pleather
people
campaign.
People who had bad childhoods like PETA because they identify with the animals. But no mainstream people like PETA. I mean that's the
Paul
reality
McCartney.
Of it. That's the reality of it. People don't like PETA, and they got themselves.
Pamela Anderson.
You said, "Well,
Russell
she's a
Simmons.
Nut job. All nuts." Here's my
Bill
point.
Maher.
Here's my please, Bill Maher. Hey, well, he likes animals more than he likes people.
All righty then.
He's got 40 Asian hookers chained to his radiator in the basement of his house, so he's not feeding right now, but he's worried about the cows.
Apparently that was the wrong name to bring up.
No, wait a minute.
I like Bill Maher.
We like him a lot.
But he does like animals more. I would say he likes animals more than he likes people.
His staff does. His staff is very into the animal thing.
Bill, I think, likes animals more than he likes English-speaking people, too. But listen, here's all I'm saying. Your point is that PETA has to take extreme points of view on things in order to get attention.
The media attention.
And I'm saying that the attention that they get is negative attention. And that's not better.
For instance, you came in and you had a reasonable point of view. You made your case about the pleather. It looked good. Fine.
Yeah.
Let's get pleather.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Just stop there.
I'm not saying it can't be done that way.
No, you know what I mean?
I'm not saying that you have to run out and do silly things all the time. to get attention for things. But I'm just saying that, you know.
Right.
But sometimes you kind of got to make the wheel squeak a little bit.
Yeah, but I would argue that it's no different than a serial killer getting his name out there.
I think that's a little extreme.
We know his name.
I think that's an extreme example.
No, everyone, I know I hate PETA because of their horrible stances on a few things. Their overall message is fine, but same with you, Drew, and same with the NRA, quite honestly.
Yeah, same with the NRA.
They're all about freedom and rights and Americanism, and then they don't want to outlaw hollow-tip, armor-piercing, cop-killing bullets, and so you go, screw them, you're nuts. And this is the same, this is what PETA
well,
does.
Well, but you know why. I mean, you know why groups have to do that. It's because if you start chipping away at the rights...
That's what they say.
True.
It is true. Give me an example. Give me an example of how that happened. Oh, actually, I'll give you an example. You're right. I'll give you an example. Smokers. Here's what happened.
Oh, yeah.
You know, 20 years ago, they said, let's not let people smoke on airplanes. And people went, all right, that sounds sensible. And then they went, let's not let them smoke in the airport. And they went, okay. And then they went, well, let's not let them smoke in restaurants. And everyone went, all right.
Now
you got to be 20 feet away from the curb and stuff to smoke, and now there's $8 surcharge on each tax.
And it happens with freedom of speech, too.
No, it never does.
Oh, yes, it does. That's how.
Tell us how.
Because what they do is they get the small convictions. They do the small little thing. And then from there, they use that to go into court for the big stuff.
All right,
and
give us an example.
An example.
All right, I'm going to let you think about that, and I'm going to say one thing.
What?
This whole slippery slope thing always drives me and
Drew
nuts.
Slippery slope?
What you're talking about? You're going down a slippery slope into.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just saying why.
You make hollow tip bullets. You outlaw those, and the next thing you know is
you
can't have steak knives in your own
house. But I mean, that's what they do. They just start chipping away at the
rights. That's what they want you to think goes on, but it doesn't.
That's what happened. Ask a lawyer.
Give us an example.
Because I'm not a lawyer. I don't have these things memorized off the top of my head.
But you know there's the chip away, but you don't have one example of the chip away.
You know what? I think a lot of that happened probably in the 70s. And I don't think people still happen.
It still happens.
Well, he gave you an example.
Where? What? You give us one. If you can't name one, then you can't say it.
What happened?
Texas.
What happened?
All right. I can't give you an exact, like, location date. Yeah. But Texas, what they do is that they go to, like, stores that carry adult products. And they'll cite them for a particular thing, one small particular thing.
Right.
Then they'll find them. And then what they do is in a year they come back, and now they have enough on the books that they can actually close the whole store down.
If they have little things.
Right. Then what they do with that is now they're taking the whole idea of zoning to the courts. And they're saying, well, see, this community found that this was... you know, not of the standards of the community, and so thus we believe that all of Dallas
is not of the standards for that community, and the NRA is backing the guys who are making the raids, believe me.
And then the state takes that, and it's a whole...
they're not on your side, the NRA. They're on the side of the guys who are carrying the badge and the gun who are going in there, shutting the place down.
I'm not using, like, NRAs.
No, I know,
I'm just saying that this is the whole theory behind some of the craziness that they do, is that you want to stop the chipping away. And even though they know that they're not going to necessarily win, they're just trying to build up
a wall. Here's what I think is where that gets a little crazy, is that I don't think that people, the communities, societies, are going to chip away at things that are consistent with conventional wisdom and agreement.
Well, you know what I mean? But we're not talking about the people.
But you're talking about adult films and this, because that's
something I'm familiar with.
I understand, and people may have some discomfort with that being in their community. There may be difficulty reaching consensus about should there should have. But I think consensus would be none of the armor piercing bullets, no problem. No means to chip away.
It's the same idea.
You know what I mean? But I think that where the NRA was afraid they're going to go past is where the community doesn't want to go past. They don't want to get rid of all guns. The whole community. The whole community wants a more rational kind of dealing with guns.
That's the point. It won't go past what everybody wants, and we think it will, and that's ludicrous.
But I mean, it depends on what you think everybody wants.
Well, that's a good point.
Well, for instance, I personally don't think that I should have to register my gun.
Right.
That's my personal thought. A lot of people disagree with me. A lot of people in my community disagree with me.
And you personally don't want to, but maybe...
But I think that I should have a right to be able to have a gun.
Should everybody? I understand you should.
I understand I should. Well, I mean, you know, ultimately it's going to happen, but regardless of what I think, they're going to end up with them anyways.
I mean, you don't want to register your gun because you don't want them coming after you and taking away your gun?
I just don't think it's anybody's business how many guns I own.
All right, but it's they know how many cars you own.
How many guns do I own? A few.
All right.
Are you from Texas?
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
All right, let's take a break. Now, don't get me going on this Kevorkian. He's a hero of mine. All right, we'll we'll be right back. It's the Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. Serenity is our guest tonight. You can get in touch with her. Give the website out for these high-quality adult toys.
You can find me at LasVegasNovelties.com.
And this is solid stuff. We've inspected quite a few of them. It's all
the pulsator,
very user friendly. This one, yeah, that one right there. This is
nice,
simple yet diabolical. This you put around your penis like a C ring, and it has a part that protrudes from the top, and it vibrates, and you give the woman the little clitoral
touch
stimulation.
No on and off switch.
Yeah.
And it comes in pink and purple.
Yeah. Why the pink and the purple, though? I mean, why has it got to look like a clown threw up on your penis?
No, see, the thing is, though, is primarily it's going to affect the woman more than the man.
Right.
So chances are the woman is going to go into the store to buy it for her man. I mean, hope that men will think to go and buy it for the woman, but chances are. And so we wanted to make colors that were appealing for the woman.
Right.
Which are pink and purple, as opposed to your standard black.
Black's always a little scary, and
I don't really like it for the toys, you know, for the bedroom. It kind of freaks me out.
Well, it always has that dungeon-y kind of
exactly
S&M kind of vibe to it.
Yeah, I like them pretty to look at, you know.
Yeah,
that's why we have the jellies in like pink and green and purple and clear.
That's good. Hey, give this to your kids, Drew. Play with that; they won't know what it is. I'm telling you, I played with a tampon applicator I got out of my trash can when I was a kid for months.
Telescope.
Thought it was a telescope. Thought it was a slide whistle.
You got out of the waste can. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, my.
Corollas. So we used to go trash picking.
Oh.
Wednesday night, trash night.
Dumpster diving. Yeah.
That almost makes me ill.
No, we just hit the neighborhood. There was a lot of good stuff out there.
I guess so.
Chris?
Yes.
Yeah, one man's trash is Corolla's gold. The family used to say.
What's up, Chris?
Can I start out by kissing Adam's ass a little bit?
Please, hurry.
I'd like to... I say this with all sincerity. A very high degree of common sense is in and of itself giftedness and genius. And my friend, you have that. And I truly appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris.
And my question for Dr. Drew is, has there ever been any clinical studies done on Ibogaine? For heroin addiction?
You know, I've seen Ibogaine come up in a few different contexts. I am not familiar with any studies on it for heroin. I can tell you, though, that the pharmacologic treatment of heroin, the choices are really quite limited. You've got high degree of structure, a 12-step. There are a couple of different ways you can detox, and believe me, the detox is pretty easy. It's not as bad as you think it's going to be. It's not pleasant, but it's okay. And
I'm not addicted to heroin.
All right, but one can either be on methadone, which is called the harm avoidant route, which is you take methadone the rest of your life, or you go ahead and get off the drug and you spend the month that it takes focusing on your treatment and getting sober and really getting remission of this disease. But there are no really significant pharmacologic interventions yet.
All right there, Chris.
All right.
Yeah, good times. But once in a while, I decide just to hang back and think to myself, well, Drew will explain what Ibogaine is because we've never brought it up on the show before.
I don't know what it is. I've seen it come
nobody
across.
Nobody knows what it is, but no such luck.
So if I knew what it was, I'd tell you.
Well, you never heard of it?
I've heard of it. I'll look it up on the web and if you want me to.
I never heard of it either. All right. Well, you're off the hook then if you've never heard of it.
No, I've seen it. Never seen it for heroin. Really paid attention to what
is it an herb? Is it a drug?
Toxin, I think. If I remember,
is it something that's manufactured by a pharmaceutical company?
I believe so. I think they use it like in Africa and other undeveloped countries a little bit. But I have to, I don't think it's an herb, though.
All right. Right, well, if they use it in Africa, that's bad times. Claire?
Yes?
You're 17?
Yes.
What's up?
Okay, it's kind of weird. I have a boyfriend who lives in New York, and I want to tell my parents that I want to go out to see him.
You live in Seattle?
Yeah.
He lives in New York?
Yeah.
How did you meet him?
Through my friend. I know it sounds like, yeah, she knows him through, like...
Hold on one second. I don't know what's popped in my head, but is there any part of Africa that's not completely falling apart? I mean, whether it's South Africa or Northern Africa?
Egypt's okay.
Yeah, they even, they're kind of... Not exactly. You wouldn't want to spend a whole week there, would you?
Mm. There's a lot of places that are in trouble in Africa. A lot.
I mean, everyone thinks of Africa as, you know, Zimbabwe, but they forget that Northern Africa is where all these heinous countries are from, right? Or located.
Which one? Think about Libya? And-
yeah. I mean, it's just, is there one good part of that? I mean, it's a huge continent. Zimbabwe. They got anything going on
Isn't
over
Zimbabwe
there?
Okay.
All right, I'm saying this.
I don't know if I'd go over there.
What do we got to do over there? Do we just got to take a steamroller to that whole place? Mm-hmm. Like, what's going on over there? We got Southern Africa is falling apart. They got AIDS and all sorts of trouble and raping and everything going over there. And then you go to Northern Africa and it's a bunch of guys wanting to burning American flags. Like, well, what's going on with that Africa? Do you know what I'm saying? What's wrong? They got bad water supply or something?
It's developing.
Developing into what? It was better 20 years ago. Thank you.
I don't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Of course it was. Claire?
It depends on whether you're the British elite or whether you're the
indigenous people.
Yeah, indigenous people.
Well, maybe Southern Africa. Okay. So, well, no, I think Southern Africa was probably better back when, too. Claire?
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry. What about Seattle?
In New York. She has a boyfriend in New York, and she's in Seattle, and she was going to tell us how she met him.
Yeah, that's the weird thing. I haven't, and...
Okay, that's not a weird thing, then. That's a bad thing.
She hasn't met him?
No, the situation is, he's friends with one of my...
I understand, but he's not your boyfriend. I understand you want to have a relationship with him, you want to meet him. You probably have some sort of phone or internet relationship with him.
No, it's not internet at all. That's the thing.
It's phone?
Yeah.
Okay, he's still not your boyfriend. He's not your boyfriend.
You never seen him in person?
No.
You know what he looks like?
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's 18.
How old is she? 17?
17.
What's up with the Seattle boys?
There isn't any. It's so sad.
No.
Yeah.
No. What's up?
Listen, this guy isn't any either. He's a fantasy constructed.
But he's not. Like, he's, like, real. And
what's different about him?
He's just, like, the most amazing person I've ever met.
Yeah.
Everyone's great.
Except you never met him.
See him. When you see him naked, then it's always upsetting.
And what is so amazing about him?
The way that, like...
Most amazing person I've never met.
Yeah.
Like, just the way that he treats me and the way that, like, he's so understanding. He knows me, like, better than anyone else does because there's... this level of, like, no judgment between us. And so,
sure.
Claire, you've sat on the phone for hours and spilled
your
guts.
Hold on, I don't judge you either. I don't care. I never see you. It is so much easier barely seeing each other or never seeing each other.
It's not a relationship.
It's
not
so much more exciting, too.
It really is. Oh, because you know what it is?
It's anything you want it to be is what
exactly.
It is.
Exactly. There's no letdowns.
But let me tell you something. Here's the reality. The amazing amount of spackle you have in your mind to fill things in emotionally is absolutely amazing.
It's huge.
Yeah, you ever do this? You ever talk to someone about something you're thinking about buying over the phone, whether it be a house or a car, just something, and they go, oh, the car's new tires, new stereo, put a fresh coat of paint on it, and they go, and you're picturing something, and you show up, and you realize the person wasn't lying. It does have new tires and a new coat of paint, but the headliner's ripped up, and the thing still doesn't look... It's never as good as what's in your mind when you show up.
It's colored by their affect.
And your mind does the rest.
And
it
your
fills
imagination.
In.
That's right. But your wish. It's their affect and your wish.
Yes.
It's a pretty potent combination.
Right.
And Claire's got a lot of wish going into this one, and who knows what the hell the reality is.
But when can you see him, Claire?
I'm going out in April, but I want to go out before then.
And your parents know you're going to meet him?
Hold on. You're going in April, but you're going to go before then?
I want to.
Yeah, oh, you want to?
Yeah.
We'd suggest you don't.
How are you going to do it? How are you going to do it before then? How are you going to do it in April?
I'm going out there. My parents are sitting out there for my birthday with some of my friends.
Oh. Yeah. Drew, you want to talk to this guy? What the hell do we need to talk to him for? He's living in the same...
Because you could maybe bring a little reality to bear here.
No, I don't know. Is it that bad? Does he love you? Does he say he loves you?
Yeah.
How can he?
Oh, why not?
What does he do right now? Is he going to school?
Yeah.
Where is he in school?
In upstate New York.
Where?
In Oswego.
Oh, Oswego. Oswego.
No, it's a SUNY purchase.
I know it is.
I know Oswego. Listen, we've been there. Cousin Sal went to Oswego. That's a bad school.
Whoa.
No, it's beautiful country, but Jesus, that ain't even in New York. That's serious upstate New York.
That's up near, what's the one that sounds like a Marx Brothers country?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. The hell do we do up there? All right.
Were we in Oswego?
We drove, to get to where we went, you go through or past
it's
or near
Ithaca
Oswego.
Or
Ithaca, yeah. And you don't go through Oswego, but it's near there. But, oh, Jesus. Even if you got to New York, you wouldn't be near the guy. I mean, you got to New York City. Where are you going to go? Are you going to meet him in the city?
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen. Okay, here's what I want to say. So she's having a fantasy. So she's occupied. So she's not out getting STD.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, no problem with that.
Who cares?
Well, I don't think she'd be getting on a plane and going to New York.
No, absolutely not. Especially not, like, meeting up one-on-one with some stranger.
Why they? Well, okay, but let me play devil's advocate here. They talk for 5 months on the phone.
Yeah. So?
Is that so much better than you meeting someone at a frat mixer and taking them out?
Well, because when you meet someone in person, one, you can read their body language, two, you know what they're all about.
No, you're also spending real time with them.
You don't know
too.
What they're all about. You just know whether you're hot for them or not.
I mean, I don't know. I just think you can disguise so much on a telephone, and not necessarily maliciously either.
Well, I would agree.
A telephone is...
No, I would agree you could disguise quite a bit through emails and that kind of stuff. But I think if you talk to someone for several thousand hours, you could get a decent vibe.
Well, I mean, you might have an idea about what the person's about.
Well, hold on a second. If you're going to give a rap on the phone, you could give the same rap in person.
I think body language just does.
Well, it's not,
makes a huge
I think,
difference.
Yeah, I think appearance does make a huge difference.
What kind of body language does 19-year-old guys have?
But more than that, it's...
They got a boner. That's their body
being
language.
Being together in reality. You know, the stressors of...
Well, that I agree with.
Well, come on. I mean, you're sitting at a table having dinner with someone. You're going on, you know, talking about this story, la, 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 la. And all of a sudden, like, he's, like, looking around and stuff, which you wouldn't see on the telephone.
Yeah.
And you would think that the silence means that he's listening to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if he's going
to really
talk to you
But really, he's like flipping through the magazine.
All right, why is he calling her back and talking for 3 hours the next night?
He's bored. She's interested.
Which is it?
He's greasing the wheel.
Hold on, shut up, Drew. If he's bored...
One, he's bored.
Well, then why? Okay, then why is he calling back?
Maybe there's nobody there to really... Maybe he's done everything there is to do in wherever that place was.
Hold on a second, you two. First off, if he's in real life, nobody goes la 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 and looks
well,
around.
Well, you know, I mean, if somebody's sitting there and telling you this like really long story that just goes in every which direction,
when you're on the phone, you might watch the TV.
You're on the phone, you pop open the catalog. Yeah, you watch television.
Absolutely, but you do that anyway.
You wouldn't do that if you were sitting across the table from someone.
I know, but then as soon as you got home and they called you,
you'd
do that.
If you were really interested.
No, but look, the guy's on the phone with her for 3 hours. That's interesting.
But the point is... Yeah,
he's not getting sex. I would argue that if he was at the table, he'd act interested so he could get in your pants later on that night.
I have no idea why he's doing it, other than she's just interesting. He's bored. I don't know.
Well, look, if he's bored, I'm sure he's sincere, misguided.
He might be a nice person. I don't know. I just think it's a bad idea for her to travel out by herself, meet up with him one-on-one in a strange city with a strange person.
She's in high school. Just by virtue of the fact he's in college, he's
Claire,
in high school. It's not a good situation.
You going out there alone?
No, I used to live out there, so I have lots of family and friends out there.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you meet this guy?
I'd probably just meet him in the city, or I'd probably stay with my cousin and meet him there.
In Manhattan?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Meet him at Central Park about 3 a.m.
But you'll see him in April.
All right, go out there, stay with your friends.
Start talking to your parents,
meet the guy at a Starbucks.
About what you're doing here. Give them a chance to sort of participate a little bit.
Yeah. How do I, tell them?
You've gotten involved with this guy on the phone, and you're really into him, and you want to get to know him a little more.
You got any other guys that are interested in you?
Yeah, but there's nothing that I want to pursue. I mean,
all right. Is there anything wrong with you?
No.
All right. I give it my half blessing. I say it keeps him out of trouble. Drew, seriously, you have a daughter. You'd be the best day of your life if she had some sort of long-distance fancy relationship with some guy and never get his grubby, filthy paws on
4
her.
4 years, I let her go out there.
Yeah.
That's the point. I'm not going to go out in 2 months.
Well, she's not going out till April. It'll be over by then. They'll talk thousands of hours. Your idea of guys rolling their eyes in person and stuff like that.
Well,
this guy's on the phone with her for 3 hours.
He can't disguise it.
She's making a valid point, which is that her fantasy fills in where his reality may not be able to deliver. In other words, her fantasy is he is enraptured with her, when in fact he may be masturbating or reading a book or he's unhappy.
He's not going to squawk for hours on end.
No, he's into it. Don't get me wrong. This is
no tail, no contact. When guys do this, they're into it or desperate or something. He may be weird and clingy.
Doesn't it scare you a little bit?
No, this is a wuss.
All right, Landon 15. Landon.
Oh, hey, Adam and Drew. What's up?
Say hi to Serenity, too.
Hi, Serenity.
Hello.
I'm still trying to remember the name of that upstate New York school I went to by myself. It's literally sounds like it's a Marx Brothers kingdom.
All right. Yeah. Well, first, I'd just like to say that you guys helped me out a lot about 3 months ago when I had a question and I called up. And I just want to say thanks for that.
What was the question then?
I don't know.
All right, what's up?
Just thanks.
What's going on now?
All right, well, the question now is, I'm about to approach my first date ever, and I'm a kind of nervous guy and everything. I just was wondering what would be the best place to go and what to do and everything.
You don't drive. How old is she?
She is the same age as me.
15. All right. This is a Serenity question, really.
All right.
What should a guy 15-year-old do with a 15-year-old girl?
First date.
Not just their first date, his first date ever.
Ever.
Well, but
ever.
Their first date.
So he doesn't want to overdo.
Yeah, and you want to do something that's interesting to you and her. I don't know what you like to do at 15. Maybe go to the mall. Maybe a movie. A movie might be a little weird, though, where you're like sitting in a dark place with somebody for 2 hours that you are on a first date with. It might be okay. I don't know.
It takes the pressure off with
something outside. Yeah, or some kind of like activity that you can actually do something.
Oh, really?
That's a good idea.
You know?
Is she into
fly model airplanes?
Ooh, true. That'll hook a woman.
Well, I don't know.
Hey, that's
I probably would have liked that.
Really?
Oh, Adam, here you go.
Isn't it awful?
hey, Landon.
Yeah.
So let's see. You have no transportation, right?
Do you know what this...
Well, just shut up, Drew.
Bicycle.
What do you got? Are you going to have your parents drive you or something? Or?
Yeah, probably.
So they're going to like drop you off somewhere?
Yeah. We'll probably go to a movie.
Look, here's the deal, I think. I think the movie's actually good at 15 because 15-year-old guys are so awkward.
You can't fill the time.
That they're gonna
that's why I said an activity. Yeah. Like, I was thinking, like, horseback riding or something. I don't know. But then I don't know if 15-year-old guy knows
that. We'd screw that up,
A movie's something you can't really screw up, and you get a little conversation beforehand, and you get a little conversation afterhand. But you do kind of get to pick up the person's vibe. Like, if they're leaning the opposite way on the armrest that's opposite of the one that you share, that's probably a bad sign. But if you're making a little elbow or forearm contact there, or she's giving you a handy through the popcorn container like that. I'm just saying it gives you something to talk. What you need is something to talk about, but not too much talk.
No, you don't want to sit there and just stare at each other to talk.
All right, here's what you do. You do the movie, all right? And then afterward, you grab a little yogurt or something, not a full meal, but a nice 20-minute kind of smoothie kind of conversation, sitting around eating a little yogurt.
So afternoon movie. Yogurt or ice cream.
Right.
Home.
Right.
Let her kick your butt at skee ball or
grab
something.
Grab the ice cream, yeah. Let her win. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing beats a good porno movie.
I went like on one of the first dates I went on. Oh, speaking of these horrible 70s, you know what movie I saw in one of my first date movies ever? First dates ever.
Give me a kind of hint.
David Bowie was in this movie.
Whoa.
The Man Who Fell from Earth.
God.
And it's a bizarre 70s movie where there's a part in it where a woman is talking into a man's flaccid penis. It must have been R-rated. It's got the man's like flaccid penis in her hand. She's like talking into it as if it's a microphone. Very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, when you're out on a date, right. And Flori Aguilar was the name of the girl sitting next to me, and they're talking into this guy's flaccid penis, and what the hell were we doing watching that movie?
What the hell were we doing as a country?
Yeah, everything was all left up back then. Brian?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Well, I have this organization, really. It's called Project Spontaneous Disorder.
Say it again?
It's Project Spontaneous Disorder.
All right.
Mm-hmm. We go around doing stuff. We found a fish in the back of a movie theater. It was a huge salmon.
You found it there or you put it there?
No, first I tripped over a fish. It was a salmon in the back of the movie theater. Mm. I swear.
Are you in Seattle?
No, I'm not.
All right. So what was the fish doing in the movie theater?
I don't know.
Okay. So that's a good one.
But we took the fish and we put it in the middle of the road.
Why?
Oh, I see.
It's artistic expression?
No, I think what they do is they do I think what he's saying is, and I may have a wrong read on Brian, is he does like undoes pranks. I think he may, maybe he'll tell some more. I got the feeling he's going to tell us another backwards prank.
All right.
See, the story would be you'd find a salmon in the middle of the road and put it in a movie theater. Not take it out, find it in a movie theater and put it in the middle of the road.
I feel like this is going right over my head.
Me too,
I have
to me,
no idea.
To me, movie theater, middle of the street, same bizarre quality to both.
Oh, really?
So it's not
all right.
Huh?
Tell us one more, Brian.
Okay. One that we're planning, or actually that we've planned.
Yeah, tell
and
us.
We're going to do sometime in the Christmas season.
Yes.
Is, I bought a bunch of bubble baths.
Right.
We're going to go to a mall.
Right.
And we're going to do that in the mall, in the mall fountain.
Whoa! Oh, man. You guys got to be locked up. You are insane.
And, we have, there's these old-fashioned toilets. Well, not old-fashioned, but not mainstream.
Right, sure.
Where you know, you can lift up the back of it.
You're right, the bowl. You're right.
So, and
lid off the tank, yeah.
Yeah, so I put dye in there.
Right, like blue dye. Yeah. That's good. So people think there's like a tiny bowl in there.
Or blue piss coming out of them.
Yeah.
Tiny bowl.
Brian, you're out of control. But, hey, Brian.
Yeah, wait.
Drop out of school right now.
Really?
I want to hear
the comedy. Okay. Sorry. How does the part go where you went to a movie theater and found
a fish?
A fish.
I was me and some people were hanging out in the back of a movie theater. And
yeah, but why didn't someone, did someone comment as you carried a giant salmon out the front door?
No, there was a piece of plywood.
Why was the fish in the theater?
And didn't that occur to you as something?
It was behind the theater.
Oh, behind,
like in the dumpsters, in the alley.
No, laying on the road, on the gravel.
All right, so it's in the trash area, right?
No.
Was it by a river or the ocean or something?
No, or close to.
Close to. Nowhere close.
No, nowhere close to.
Okay, well, just one more. You know, I'll tell you something. Let me tell you something about our callers. Most people have almost no time for people like the people that call this show. I am infinitely fascinated in a sort of morbid, curious sort of way as to what the F half these people are talking about.
I'm frightened.
I'm absolutely fascinated by it. Now, Brian starts off with he found this salmon in a movie theater. We questioned a few times, but didn't seem to.
He tripped over it.
Right.
I imagine walking between behind, trying to get to his seat.
Behind the seats,
yeah,
right.
Trying to get to his seat, like, and falls over a salmon.
Now that then changed to finding it sort of behind the movie theater,
nowhere near a lake or
not
a stream
in the dumpster, on some gravel.
Then he put it out in the road.
Brian,
yeah,
I'm gonna ask you just a couple of questions.
Yeah.
Was the fish inside or outside of the movie theater?
It was outside of the movie theater.
All right, so that's not finding it in a movie theater.
No,
that's
it's not.
Finding it outside in an alley.
Why do you buy a movie theater? Right. Movie theater.
There's no connection between the fish and the movie theater, is there?
None whatsoever.
Okay, thank you.
And
Right. So you found it in some alley behind a movie theater, and you put it out in the street.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Hunting.
Okay.
I'll tell you, that sort of razor-sharp wit that is missing from society. He's a regular Oscar Wilde, this kid. Okay, hold on. Brian.
Yeah.
All right, have fun with all that stuff.
All right,
Are you kidding? After telling that horrible, horrible, horrible story about...
Why don't you hire him for the man show?
We're
breaking here.
I'd hire him before I hired Damien. All right, let's take a little break. Brandon is 19. He's into casual heroin use. He tried methadone. He got sick. And we'll talk to him and hear about that upbeat feel-good story after this.
Love Line. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Aloha. This is Don Ho, and you're listening to Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Mahalo.
Hey. Just take care of the electronics here.
Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. Dr. Drew over there. Serenity is our guest tonight.
Hello.
I oiled up our chairs because I got tired of listening.
You have a pan. I don't.
That's right.
I need one of these.
I will simulate how you would have to set your coffee mug down if you cared. And there's ways to do it. You take some time with it, but not too much. Like if this was your coffee mug, you have to kind of let your hand hit and kind of. But you got to take a minute.
But listen,
with it.
But not if it's here. That's like,
no, not if it's here. But you do that for the most part.
I know. That's why I need a pad here.
Right, but I'm saying you could also avoid the noise you make with your mug if you pretended like people were listening. Do you know what I mean? Like
yes.
If we were spying on somebody and they were asleep, and you wanted to do a thing where you kind of put your, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you could do that.
Not
interested. Not practically. Not interested.
Would never pull it off.
But you're not interested.
Nice pad.
No, I wouldn't pull it off. I would be thinking about other things, and pow, that would be bad.
Well, back to the point.
All right. We're going to get Drew a little pad so he can put his coffee mug down. all right.
A mouse pad
forward.
Would work, you know.
Yeah, that's what we're thinking.
Yeah. Brandon?
Yeah, what's up?
You think Lycus, you think it
leave it here?
Wouldn't stay in here too
we'll
long.
Have to glue it down.
Brandon?
Yeah.
Go ahead, 19. Oh, was casual with heroin.
Yeah, it's pretty much my entire problem. The entire whole casual heroin use, whatever you want to call it, pretty much comes from, drinking, and it's other things, too, you know, it's like...
You're an addict, we got it. And there's no such thing as casual heroin. It does not exist.
I don't do it like that. I mean...
You will.
I know addicts, you know, I know they get sick and... Dave's sick before, but...
No, addict doesn't necessarily mean that.
Why would you
have to keep using it. Doesn't mean dependent, necessarily.
Why would you screw around with heroin
Well, you're probably screwing with Vicodin and other stuff, too, right?
No, I don't mess with prescription drugs. I don't like them.
Well, why... How often do you do heroin?
I don't like them.
Once or twice a week.
Well, you like heroin. Oh, once or twice... Okay, hold on a second. Once or twice a week means 3, 4, 5 times a week, number one.
Right.
And so... And you're calling because... You got a problem.
Yeah.
All right, so...
You're a heroin addict. It progresses, and eventually you will become dependent.
That's fine.
Well, it's like not... Heroin's not the only thing. I smoke crack, too.
I understand. That's often the way it goes.
That all just goes together.
Yeah.
Anyway, yesterday, it was me and my girlfriend and this guy from work, this guy I work with named Tony. And I just met him recently, and... He does dope too, but he's more of a cokehead than anything.
Uh-huh.
So he calls me up and he's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Nothing, just sitting here drinking." He's like, "Well, come up." And I'm like, "You want to bring some coke?" He was like, "Yeah." So he comes over and he's all rocked out of his head. And we're smoking coke with him. And then after this, we were drinking, and me and my girlfriend, we had like $500-something saved up. We were getting ready to get this apartment. And after I was all, I was messed up, I was like all wired and stuff, and I was like, "I want to go downtown and get a pill of dope." And I finally talked him into it, and he was just like, "Well, I'm going to turn around. I'll take you to my house. I got a bottle of meth. I'll sell it to you for $40. It was 85 milligrams.
Of methadone.
Methadone. It's substitute heroin, yeah. And so I drank half on the way back.
Half the methadone.
Yeah, half the methadone. That was like maybe 45 milligrams, I think, I drank. And my girlfriend, Steffi, she was back at the house, and I gave her the other half of the bottle. And it took forever for it to kick in, but, we got high.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good.
We got high.
What's your question, Brandon?
Well, that's a close call for a second.
My question is, if methadone is supposed to be something to keep you from getting dope sick, why do we get so sick off of it? Because we've been puking. I'm sweating bullets right now. I'm sick right now. It's been 2 days.
Because you're coming off it. You're coming off dope and all kinds of things. So if you kept taking the methadone, you wouldn't get sick like this. But you're coming off everything, and you're having withdrawal.
Hey, Brandon.
It's withdrawal.
This is all withdrawal. Yeah.
Brandon, you're pretty heavily into drugs.
Way into it. Way into it.
And this is going to be a tough road for you. And so this is a good time to start thinking about getting sober.
I know I need to because it's really screwing up my whole life.
Good. And your girlfriend, too.
Yeah.
And this is a mess. You guys don't have any kids.
No.
All right, good. Good. You use extra protection. Drug addicts get everyone pregnant.
Give a call over to NA or call a local facility where there are treatment center. Me in Maryland, go to Hopkins. There's tons of treatment around the hospital.
You know. Here's the thing. As I thought about the tale he was weaving that a lot of my friends got into, and where you really separate the men from the boys with the substances, which is when you are already good and effed up, why do you need to get more effed up?
Just remember,
see,
I told
that's
you,
the part that never made sense.
Remember an hour
to me.
Ago we talked about hunger and eating?
Yes.
It's the same deal.
You
cannot eat, but when you start, it's game on.
I know it's like once you fire up that engine, you got to keep feeding it gas or it's going to stall. But with everything, and this was always the part I never understood, although I did it myself many times, but I finally learned my lesson, which is when you get effed up, your job is to sort of maintain an effed up place. But why, so that's where the trouble started.
The going over the top.
Yeah, see, everyone would be sitting around, it'd be 2:30, 3:30 in the morning, and half the people would go, you know what, I'm drunk as hell, I'm going to go home, vomit, and crash, and the guys that were serious troublemakers would say, we're going to score an 8-ball.
Well, here's why.
And they could have, they always wished they cashed in that night.
It turns out when you look at other mammals who have, you can raise addict mice and addict monkeys, and
addict monkey at home.
It's a gene, and when you look at those animals, and what they do is there's a certain part of the brain called the nucleus accumbens, and the dopamine concentration in that level of the brain becomes confused with survival itself. So it will do whatever to get the dopamine concentration to that level and hold it there.
Right.
These animals will do it until they die.
Right.
They'll turn away from everything else, and it's all about holding the concentration right there because survival itself becomes the message of the drug becomes the message of survival.
Well, it certainly defies all logic because you're already jacked up as much as anyone's going to get jacked up. And then you go on for another 3 hours where you end up vomiting, punching one of your best friends, and losing. You're always out a couple $100 that these guys have.
They call the difference between liking it and wanting it. And when you really want to do something, you just have to do it. You keep doing it because you need it.
To me, it's liking it and needing it.
Yeah, liking it and needing it, yeah.
So want is not a
because they don't like it. Word. They know they don't. They intellectually know it doesn't feel good anymore, but they can't stop.
Yeah. Well, I got that figured out now, boy. Good. Eric?
Yep.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
I want to be a porn star when I'm older, and I just want to know if that's normal for someone my age.
Sure, we all dreamt. Drew, when you were 16, you wanted to do some porn. I mean, gay porn, albeit, but you wanted to be a porn star nonetheless, right?
Well, I knew that was the important part of the road to the...
Around the way to the straight stuff, right?
Right.
So why are you qualified there, Eric? Well, maybe Serenity can do a little interview on you. Go ahead, Serenity.
Why do you want to?
Well, I've wanted to since I was, about 11.
No, why?
How did you even know about it when you were 11?
Yeah, I don't want to know that. Don't answer that question. I really don't want to know.
Saw Serenity movie?
No, I was just introduced to it at an early age.
All right. And now you wanted to be in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, I know what you're saying. When you're young, especially a guy who's... Are you getting laid, Eric?
Yep.
You are?
Yeah.
All right, hold on a second.
No, he's not.
I don't know either. I just don't like him. I don't know if I believe him or. But here's the point: the notion of getting paid to have sex is a very...
It's pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome notion for 15, 16-year-old boys.
30-year-old men. Yeah.
Yeah.
It goes the whole...
I know it keeps going, but the notion that some girl would be offered up to you and that you were going to get paid to have sex with her at 16 is almost unfathomable when you're in the 10th or 11th grade as a guy. So I think many guys have this run through their mind. But, Eric, they don't pay the males that much.
Well, beyond that, it's a lot more work than what you think.
Yeah, I just want to know what I would do to...
Yeah, Eric's just completely dismissive of everything.
What you would do?
Yeah, that's fine. Great. What do I do?
What do you want to do? Whatever you're doing now is fine. I'm sure you're a horrible student, right?
Yep.
You're not going to go off to college. You're depressed. You're driving your parents crazy. So you just get horrible grades. You flunk out of school. You drop out of school. And then you run away. And then you go do porn.
No. Stop. If you're even thinking about it, then what you should do right now is learn how to do finances. Learn how to do accounting.
He's not going to do any of that.
I'm just telling him that right now, like while he's in school, that's what he should do. So he'll know how to manage his money because, you know.
You're not going to get any as a guy. Guys don't make any, do they?
They make okay. They just don't make anywhere near what the women make.
The guys who are just coming in off the street?
Well, nobody coming in off the street makes.
No, a woman could. If you were a hot young lass, you could make some money.
Not as much as a girl that's established and that they know will sell a movie.
Wouldn't take long, though, I'll bet. I mean, if you were a beautiful 18-year-old girl who wanted to get into this, you could probably make your way up the ladder.
Oh, you can make... Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And guys can, too. But it
Yeah, but not like girls. Because guys are a dime a dozen for the whole reason.
No, actually, it's the other way around. Which is why I don't understand why guys don't get paid more. For the men, it is so demanding.
Well, no, they got to perform.
It's a lot of hard work that there's only... a very few that can do it.
Right, but there are many more who are willing to do it.
Well, there's a lot that are willing, but there's a big difference between willing and being able, or I don't want to use the word skilled,
but no,
to be deranged enough to be able to deal with the stress.
Yeah, well, that's true, but I'm saying anytime you're looking to employ people and there's a whole big long line of guys who want to, or anybody wants to do it, you're not going to get paid as much.
But see, that's the whole that's what I'm saying, though, because they don't even give the guys a chance.
All right,
it's a catch-22 because they want to see a movie that's already made that you've already done, but they're not going to give you the opportunity to do the first movie to see if you can do it.
Right, for the guys.
For the guys.
Right.
Where the girls, it doesn't, they're like, yeah, sure.
That's my point. They don't get paid that much, and there's a lot of guys who want to do it. Not that it's not a skill for the guys who can actually come through, but this is the reality of it. So Eric over here is not going to make any money doing this. He sounds depressed to me. And
he has to look into that more.
Eric, start getting into your depression and figuring out what's up with that.
Yeah.
Stop thinking about the porn, all right?
Smoking pot, man.
All right, well, there's where the depression
keeps smoking
from.
Weed, and then you can get some dead-end crappy job and be angry at everyone all the time and claim that it doesn't affect you, although you never get any jokes and everyone laughs at you.
And we can all tell you smoke a lot of pot.
And you're just angry all the time, and we can tell you smoke a lot of weed. Eric, you should quit smoking weed immediately.
And deal with the depression.
Thanks. Take care. All right, we'll take a little break. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is your radio. Loveline will be right back.
Listen, you mother.
Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there speaking to Serenity, the world's smartest adult film actress.
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, you don't have a whole lot of competition, although. What's her name? Claims to be in Mensa. What's
Asia Carrera?
Asia Carrera. But anytime we question her on it, it always gets a little murky.
You know,
much like many of the young actresses we used to have on Loveline, the TV show, went to Harvard, Yale,
right?
And then as soon as you start asking them about it, it turned. Some learning annex.
The funniest
class.
One of all. She speaks French fluently. Remember that one? Catherine started speaking to her in French. She's like, I don't actually speak French.
Oops.
Yeah, and this is what publicists get you. No. They lie on their resume or their bio
sheet. Then it becomes reality.
And they just lie on it, and then they don't tell you. You don't know what the lies are and what aren't. And you
right.
say, the thing on this this thing's that's what I love about publicists. This chick's bio says speaks fluent French. So the show starts, and I say, I can't even remember who the actress was, but I say, you know, as it turns out, Catherine, chick host, and Drew, our dude host, both speak fluent French. So why don't you guys have a little conversation? And she just sits there. And then you realize, while the cameras are rolling,
she doesn't.
I went to Paris for a week.
She doesn't speak a lick of French. And again, these are the publicists. Just getting in there and screwing everybody up. God bless you. And by the way, and they always say, oh, the publicist put that there. Listen, read your own goddamn bio. I don't want, you shouldn't have, it says, speaks fluent French if you don't speak a lick of French. Okay?
Have I read my bio?
Mm-hmm. Read that bio. It says okay. You speak fluent Hungarian on there.
No, it doesn't.
It does so.
It does not.
Kay?
Kay, you asleep?
Oh, I'm sorry.
There you go.
Hi, Serenity, Drew.
Hello.
And Adam.
All right. So, hi. So your question is, how much for the dildo for two people?
Yeah, and...
The double-ended one?
Yeah.
For two people.
Currently, we don't have out in the market the double-headed ones yet because there's an improvement I'm trying to construct with that. But do check out our website, LasVegasNovelties.com, for that type of product coming out in the future.
What are you, were you looking to put a sneeze guard on it or something?
No, Chloe. Chloe actually had an idea.
Who's Chloe?
She's one of our contract girls. She's an adult film star under contract for VCA as well as Las Vegas Novelties. And she wanted to find a way to make it a little bit more stable in between.
Yeah, it always bends. Yeah, that's smart. You need... it's true.
Not that she necessarily uses them. I don't think she does, but it was her idea that I think came up on that.
No, that's very sharp because the thing tacos in the middle.
Right.
You don't need that. Nothing. But
so there was talk of like a handle or something.
They have a double-ended one that's kind of like a nightstick, you know.
Yeah,
like
but that one, it's I don't like that.
That's no good.
I got to figure out something else.
Hey, Kay.
Yeah.
You have a girlfriend?
Yes, I do, and I'm really worried and concerned about her because we had anal sex tonight, and now she's bleeding. And did I cause any permanent damage?
Well,
hold on, Kay. What were you using for a penis?
The dildo.
How much bleeding we got going on here? Is it stopped, or is it just a little bit mixed in with stool? Or
yeah, she's still bleeding.
Still bleeding. Like, yeah, I mean, you can get some serious bleeding going that way, and you can even bleed to... Though, yeah, she...
Like, period.
Yeah, you should go to the hospital.
You got a strap on?
Yeah.
All right, listen. This is actually something that should be dealt with in the hospital. You can tear, you can rupture
things. Use lube? Use lube on her?
It can just be a hemorrhoid, but even when it's hemorrhoid, sometimes it will cause stricturing of the anal area. I mean, this is stuff you can do to yourself that really is quite harmful, so you have to be careful, and the bleeding can be brisk and dangerous.
What's up with the anal lesbian strap-on love?
It was just something new she wanted to try.
All right. Well, check that one off the list. What's up? Are you guys pretty screwed up? She got problems? Somebody molested her or something?
Yeah, with both of us.
Somebody molested both of you?
Yeah, right. We just love each other, so...
That's an interesting response to somebody molested you.
Including gender, so...
You're what?
Love abounds everything, including gender, so...
Right, when you've been sexually abused, sure.
Yeah, when you're whacked out. But listen, good, you can't have kids, right?
No, but we can have a donor.
All right, but nobody's going to do that. Look, you guys lube up and have at it, all right?
No, she needs to go to the hospital.
Oh, go to the hospital.
All right.
Right.
Okay.
Right. See, here's my whole thing from a societal standpoint. You know Kay's a mess. You know her girlfriend's a mess. Some horrible uncle did something horrible to both of them many years ago, and your heart goes out for him. But I hang up that phone, and I feel great. And the reason I feel great is because I know they can't have kids. It's the heterosexual version of Kay that I really worry about because they're raising kids.
So you're saying that they shouldn't adopt? Part.
No, no. What he's saying is the cycle of abuse he knows isn't
going to
go
DNA.
On.
Oh, like the DNA.
No, not the DNA. There's a 60% probability that people that have been abused will abuse. And so that's where that abuse comes from.
Wouldn't
a cycle.
That go on to adopted kids?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We're not even going into territory.
No, it's going to leave.
Oh, okay.
Look, these guys can't hold down jobs. They're not going to get kids. They can't adopt anybody. That's fine. No one will adopt kids. No one's going to give them kids. That's my point, and that's fine. Look, no one would let the couples that have these kids adopt. That's my point. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, the people that actually biologically have the kids.
Yes.
If we could just screen them, we'd be in better shape, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Kay's not going to be able to adopt anybody.
Because she's a lesbian?
No,
just because she's a mess.
Oh.
That's why.
Yeah, okay. No, right. I agree with a mess.
All right. Now, I'm not into the lesbians adopting either, by the way.
Really?
I think it's fine.
Well, you know, here's...
Listen, there's no penis involved. They're better off.
Listen, you're probably right. But here's what everyone does with these, whenever they make these arguments. It always bothers me, too. Serenity wouldn't dare do this, but they always go like this. So you say it is worse to have two loving female parents than a drunken, abusive, heterosexual family? And I'm like... No, who said drunk and abusive? No, it's everything being equal. Everything being equal, kids need a mommy and a daddy. Everything being equal. I would rather have a rich, folk-singing lesbian couple raise a kid than a drunk and abusive meth heads who lived in a trailer in Riverside. Don't get me wrong.
Meaning most Americans.
That's not the argument I'm making.
All right.
Yeah. All right. We'll take a little break. We'll be back.
Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back.
All right. Well, there it is. Another fabulous show. I want to thank Serenity for coming in here and speaking her mind and giving us a good spirited debate. And
thank you
for that, we're going to, our pleasure. We're going to reward her with one more plug of the website.
LasVegasNovelties.com.
And I'm here to tell you very high quality stuff for you and the misses and the missuses' assesses.
Make sure you ask for it by name.
That's right. All right. So thanks, Serenity. And thanks to Dr. Drew. And until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. What's up with the anal lesbian strap-on love?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.